Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Happy New Year to you. This is our first broadcast of 2012. Yes, we survived. We survived New Year's Eve in Bimini once again with my buddy Neil Watson and the Scuba Radio crew. It was just a ball. It was a blast. We had a great old time. If you didn't catch the show last week, please go back and check out the archive. Check out the podcast here at scubaradio.com. And not only did we have a great time for New Year's Eve, we're going to talk about that, but we announced the debut of our brand new radio show called Just Plain Radio. It aired today, officially, the first time ever around the world. It airs every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. Just Plain Radio, a radio show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and private fly, you know, being a private pilot. I'm going to learn how to fly. We flew over to Bimini for New Year's Eve in a private plane with one of my instructors, actually. And I actually get to fly back a little bit and take the controls. And
whoa, 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 what?
Yeah, sure did. Absolutely, Bill. And now you wonder why you weren't invited.
I wonder why you're still alive.
Because I knew that if you had heard that I would actually be flying the plane,
oh my God,
you would have freaked just like
actually,
you are right now.
I had planned on going on a boat anyway, but I still would have felt a lot more at risk from things from the air.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, you know, we had my instructor, and then we flew two of our Scuba Radio mermaids back and forth.
Wow, did everyone have parachutes?
No, they had mermaid tails.
Yeah, almost as good. You're flying over the ocean mostly.
And so our mermaids were actually in the airplane in their outfits.
What a way to die.
Lizzie and Mermaid Lizzie and Katie are the first official Mile High Mermaid Scuba Radio.
I had to hold on.
Oh, mermaids. No.
Hold on.
Well, they belong to the Mermaid Mile High Club.
Actually, first.
Yeah.
Were you really that high?
We did about 18,000 feet.
Wow, yeah. I guess so. All right.
Pretty high.
This was a nice little twin-engine plane. By the way, Jimmy the Bubble Boy has walked into our new broadcast facility, which is
because
where
there's no security.
Yeah,
That's
exactly
right. I just walked right on in.
Yeah. I mean, just a lot of stuff's been happening. So, but yeah, we flew, we announced our new show, we did our first Just Plain Radio today, and it'll be first of many, I'm sure. And part of the process will be, on this show is covering my adventure, learning to fly.
I would like you to realize, and this is, I mean, I know you've done radio very nearly as long as I have,
Well, it's like 5 years.
Yeah, maybe. A couple weeks.
Yeah.
Let me give you this one piece of advice.
Okay.
Never has it been more important that you not crash and burn than when doing Just Plain Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Well, at least we'd be able to cover it, and that would make some of the best radio ever.
Yeah, I suppose
we're
that's true.
We're going down! Oh, thank you! No, maybe not.
No.
But we are going to do it. Yeah, Jimmy.
Well, Greg, on this show, you go by Greg, the dive master, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what do you go by on Just Plain Radio?
Well, I'm a co-pilot.
Greg the steward.
Greg the flight attendant.
I am, Greg, your co-pilot, because I am right now,
when
I
you
was
listen-
helping my assistant or my instructor as a co-pilot as we flew back and forth from Bimini. And
yeah.
I was in the co-pilot's chair. And on the way back, I actually
Can I call you Otto?
You could call me Otto.
Is that like God is my co-pilot? Now it's Greg. So, Greg, you have a God complex?
I'm God-like.
Oh, okay.
Or God-light.
Maybe. But, yeah, we got some great pictures. We're going to post them up to scubaradio.com soon of the mermaids. Lizzie and Katie are sisters. And this was their first time.
In a plane.
No. But it was their first time to the Bahamas. Well, for Katie had been to Paradise Island, I believe, Atlantis.
Okay. Yep.
But she hadn't really been to the real Bahamas.
That's not the real Bahamas.
No, no. And we went over to Bimini and hung out with Neil. And do we have Neil on the phone, don't we?
We do, indeed.
Let's bring up Neil now, because he was
Ladies
part of
and
this.
Gentlemen, the dive god himself, Neil
He was
Watson.
There for New Year's Eve. He remembers at least 50% of it. I remember the other 50%. So I figure if we bring us together, we'll remember the adventure together. Right, Neil?
Greg, man, yeah. We pegged the fun meter, didn't we?
We did, indeedy. And, yeah, Lizzie and Katie, our mermaids, they had a ball. They just couldn't believe how much fun this was. This is my second annual New Year's Eve there at the Big Game Club with Mr. Neil Watson. It was quite an honor. And we were worried. I don't know if Neil and I were worried, but we were thinking, like, how could we possibly have as much fun as we did last year? But I think we did. I think we at least matched it if we didn't exceed it.
And we arrived in style, man. You with your private executive charter.
Yeah.
And me with my my seaplane. How cool was that?
Yeah, it was. You flew over in a seaplane, and that was a treat in itself, I would imagine. We were planning to do that, but then all of a sudden this radio show, Just Plain Radio, we're getting ready to get this off the ground, and my instructor said, hey, I'll go over there to New Year's Eve with you, and I'll fly you over there, and we'll have this be part of your training. I'm like, okay, I'm in. So I had to skip the seaplane and take that route. But so you took the seaplane over, and how was that from your perspective?
Man, it was like Indiana Jones. It was very, very cool. You know, and the neat thing is you take off from the Jet Center in Fort Lauderdale, which is where all the private charter planes and the corporate jets leave from. So you don't go through any of the TSA or any of that stuff. They got free parking right there. You walk out to the seaplane. You take off. You fly like 800-900 feet low altitude, land right in the harbor, taxi up to the ramp, and, you know, there's customs right there, clear you. Bus takes you down to the hotel. You know, you don't have to deal with the ferry boat or the bus from the south side. It is very, very cool. And we're actually putting a floating dock. We've got approval to put a floating dock right behind the dive boat at the hotel.
Oh, wow.
And when the plane lands, it'll taxi right up to the hotel, and you'll clear customs right at the front door of the hotel.
Wow, that's awesome. I mean, you know, it's hard to explain this to people that haven't had this opportunity or had this experience before. But I'll tell you, just from my standpoint, from being able to fly straight out of Orlando on a private plane, I bet I shaved at least 6 to 8 hours of travel time, minimum. And you,
oh,
even
wait, from,
and
still 15 minutes.
What's that?
It was hour and 15 minutes, right?
Yeah, it was hour and 15 minutes out of Orlando.
Wow.
So
That's
you know
amazing.
Normally. I have to go down to Fort Lauderdale, catch a plane either on Continental or one of the charters, and then you got to do back and drive back. That's usually what we'd have to do. So I was just shocked at the amount of time saved, and also the fact that the seaplane is now there too, and that makes it way more easier even for folks that are flying in and out of Fort Lauderdale, like you said. And when you skip all that extra hassle, when we left Bimini after New Year's, and probably a little worse for the wear, if you know what I'm saying. Not really feeling like, oh, great, I get to go sit in a small little airport in Bimini for a couple hours to wait on my plane to take off. And we got in there, we gave them our paperwork, and literally walked onto the plane, and we're off. That was amazing. That made the experience so much more better. It's kind of like maximizing your bottom time when you're a diver. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So maximize the fun. And really fairly economical, way more economical to do that than you may have thought. But, of course, if you call Neil Watson's office there, go to neilwatson.com and book a trip to the Big Game Club, they can hook you up with this seaplane or several other travel options to get you over there to the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort. Right, Neil?
Absolutely. On top of that, supposedly starting, they're dredging the harbor right now. We've got like a 370-passenger fast ferry that's going to start service right out of Fort Lauderdale. Wow. Leaves at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's in Bimini at like 9:30. You clear customs. Wow. You can do a two-day, one-night and get in two tank dives because you're not flying on the way back.
Right.
And it's very economical, so that's going to also rock.
All right, now here's something I'm confused about your story, though, Neil. They're dredging this boat up off of the bottom of the harbor? Is this a sea wreck that they're going to dig
help,
up?
No,
we're
gonna...
dredging... Oh, Bill.
Yeah.
what did you get into New Year's?
He just started. He just started.
You would have known had I been there, but I wasn't there. Oh. So nobody knows what I got into.
All right, more coming up on the first broadcast for 2012. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Dude! An ancient sunken city!
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true? It is! It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta!
Howdy, y'all!
I'll take you to my island, show you lots of good time. I'll take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I'll buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing. Into Ilucha, oh yeah, do it now.
No answer from Matt, from Walt.
I'm going in. Come on. To bear my knee. Everybody, let me hear ya. Do it.
Do it.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yo.
Come on,
girl.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yo.
Come on.
Yo. 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 Yo.
All right, that is the Calypsonians from Bimini, by the way. And sure enough, New Year's Eve night, there at the Big Game Club with Neil and Mermaid, Lacey, and Katie. The Calypsonians, a few of the surviving members of the Calypsonians, were performing there that evening and played this song for us on New Year's Eve. It was a magical moment. Calypsonians, legendary band in Bimini, there at the Complete Angler. For those of you in the know some of the history of Bimini, that was a cool, cool event. To see the guys still kicking and playing that song and everybody still grooving it and you know, kicking in the new year with that. And now, by the way, like I said earlier, this was Mermaid Lizzie and Katie's first trip to Bimini. It was really their first official Scuba Radio Mermaid outing. They're sisters, definitely for Katie. Now, Lizzie was with us at DEMA, and she brought her sister over for the Bimini event. They had a great time. I knew they would, because I've been there and I've done this before. But it was a new experience for them. We did the whole Bimini thing. We celebrated New Year's Eve. Neil was there. We had Walt DeMartini and a whole group of divers. We did an amazing dive. Scott was there with one of my dive students I certified a few weeks ago. He did his first dives as a certified diver and did a shark dive. He's bubbling over. Everybody's just having a good old time. And, of course, we might have had a cocktail or two once the diving was done, and we left the big game club, walked down the street, and did the obligatory trip down to the End of the World Saloon. Now, the End of the World Saloon, famous watering hole in Bimini. It's been there for many, many years. Has a sand floor, doesn't have any floor, just has, it's on the beach at a dock area. And what people do, or what they did back in the day, was they would come and what, for whatever reason, decided to throw their underwear up on the wall and stick it to the wall.
Oh.
Now, we have the we had the rare opportunity to represent Scuba Radio last time we were on Bimini, because the End of the World Saloon had closed. And they were getting ready to reopen last time we were on the island. So they had asked Mermaid Tony and Lacey if they would donate any undergarments to the new grand opening of the End of the World Saloon.
Unfortunately, mermaids don't wear underwear.
They threw their scales up on the wall.
Well, I don't know what they threw, but they did make a donation. I didn't see what they donated, because they put
seashells.
They put it in an envelope, sealed it tight, along with a couple of Scuba Radio postcard pictures of Mermaid Tony, and left it there in Bimini for the new management at the End of the World Saloon. And lo and behold, when we went down there, there they are with all their glory, these pictures of Mermaid Tony, and there's some undergarments stapled right next to them. So I'm assuming that's what they had deposited.
Boxer briefs?
You know what? You'll have to go to the End of the World Saloon and see for yourself.
You know, I think I do need to go. I kind of wanted to go. That's something about the two-year-old thing that's keeping me from going.
Yeah, yeah. That
yeah,
two-year-old.
Bill, don't bring your banana hammock.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a two-year-old.
Is there an age limit?
Yeah, well, it's not age limit. I thought it was 2 years. Yeah, you're not allowed back on the island for 2 years.
It's another 2 years.
It's a waiting period, maybe. But not to be outdone, Mermaid Lizzie and Katie saw this display on the wall at the End of the World and decided that they should represent as well, and might have one-upped Tony and Lacey. Because we get to the bar.
It's just a picture of them there with no underwear.
What? Excuse me? No.
No.
It wasn't that. But they both saw this and was like, well, we have to represent as well. So they duck into the restroom there at the End of the World and come out with something to staple to the wall. So now there are four undergarments from Scuba Radio Mermaids there at the End of the World Saloon. So you can go there, make your mark. Some people have already wrote little notes around it and that kind of thing, like been here, you know, whatever, that kind of thing.
I've seen you
been here, done that.
I'm about to say, yeah.
He didn't say that.
Oh, my goodness, is Tony going to be mad at you?
Yeah.
Shush. Yeah, well, I told Tony, and the one thinks he goes, well, at least ours were clean.
Oh.
It's like, I don't know what to think about but...
That is a very reasonable observation. If you take off underwear and tack it on the wall, that ain't clean.
I know nothing. All I can say is I was just there. I witnessed this, and it's like, hey, whatever you got to do to amuse yourself, I'm in. I found it quite amusing. Now, Walt DeMartini was there with me too. Now, I'm not sure he remembers any of this, but he is on the line right now. Is this? Are these coming back as in like waves of? A flashback memory, isn't it, right now, Walt, or what?
No, actually, I have left the air, and I have left the sea. I am now at a car show in Fort Lauderdale at War Memorial Auditorium.
Okay, he doesn't know how he got there from Bimini, but he just showed up there, and that's how it all works. So you're at a car show where?
In Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
One of your favorite places.
Well, of course
We've
it is.
We've done a few boat shows here.
Yes, absolutely.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, man. Now, Walt, it was so much fun hanging out with you in Bimini last weekend. We just had a great time, did we not?
I loved it, man. We had a super great time, and I think we even actually got to see the Junk Canoe Parade.
We did. We got a Bahamian Junk Canoe at like 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the morning on New Year's Day, the day after New Year's Eve. So everybody was like, "When is it supposed to be? What's New Year's Eve?" Nope, nothing happened. And then when you least expect it, then they're partying in the streets, yucking it up. Kind of made
the party that much more.
Yes, that party in the streets is a good time there in Bimini for sure. If you've never seen a Junkanoo, you owe it to yourself to try to arrange to see one of these things. Because they can make a lot of racket, these Bahamians, when they want to.
How's the new show going?
It's great. Just Plain Radio. Yeah, you know, Walt DeMartini, not only is he a world-class diver, boat captain, he ran the Dry Martini in South Florida for many, many years. You started as an aviator yourself, right? You were a private pilot running for Neil when he ran an operation in Bimini, right?
Yeah, I actually have an airline transport rating and a degree in aviation from Emory-Riddle.
Well, there you go. And you would fly back and forth, fly divers back and forth from South Florida to go diving over there, right?
That's how I met Neil. I used to fly all his people into Bimini, Great Harbor Cay, Chuck Key, Freeport, wherever Neil had a resort, I would take his people in and out of there.
And that was a lot of places. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
To you. This is our first broadcast of 2012. Obviously, a lot of big changes going on here at Scuba Radio with the launch of our new show, Just Plane Radio. That means we're going to be doing planes, boats, and diving, and we're going to tie all three together on many new adventures here for 2012. You can count on it.
And anytime when we can't be live in the studio, we're actually just going to be rebroadcasting Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
I knew that's what you were going to say.
No, we're not doing trains. I'm not feeling trains.
Well, you don't have to do it. We'll just do it if for any reason you can't make it into the studio. We will just play the audio from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe. But we do have two new studios as well. And we're broadcasting for the first time. From our new office facility, and it's working for the most part. that's about the best we can expect for a first try.
There are bits and pieces that are working.
Yes, but we'll work out a few little tweaks here and there as time goes on. But we are expanding our capabilities as we'll have this facility, and we'll also have a new facility at my home. So, you know, not only will I spend less time traveling because I can fly my own plane, if I get really lazy, I'll just roll out of bed and do the show and then go back to sleep after I'm done. Yeah, it is good to be me. And feel free to feel envious and just join me along for these adventures, because that's really, if you haven't figured this out already, it is all about me. Bill has known this for almost 15 years now.
Too damn long, quite honestly.
Yeah, but we have some great adventures on the books, as they say, for 2012. You'll hear about them very soon. Hopefully as early as next week, we'll have the first details of our first Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise that you might be able to join us on. But that will happen next week on the big show. Now, we got a Dan tip, and then I'll just talk about some of the stuff coming up right after that, because I won't be able to give you the dates, but I'll be able to give you some details on where and when this could happen about. Okay, that's coming up right after the Dan Tip next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio safety tip number 45. See an enemy, really appreciate it when you pronounce their name correctly. Anemone. And nananamama.
This is starting to irritate me.
Manamana. Na-na-na-na-na.
Don't make me smack you.
Manamana. Na-na-na-na. Don't start me. Na-na-na-na.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na
here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. We have Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network, in the studio. Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Well, I've just been sitting here thinking, Greg.
About anything in particular?
Well, yeah. I was thinking about how many resources are out there for divers today that just weren't there when I first got into diving.
Hey, you and me both. Seems like just a few years ago that if a diver wanted information or advice, he pretty much had that guy who liked to talk around the dive shop and not much else.
Yeah, and that information you got from him wasn't always, how can I put this?
Information you'd believe in a million years?
Well, I was going to go with more reliable, but your description works pretty good.
Do you suppose divers realize all the resources they have available to them?
I hope so. Using any or all of them can make them better and safer divers.
Well, let's go through them. Maybe we'll enlighten someone on a source they didn't know about before.
I like the sound of that.
What would you say is a diver's first and foremost source of information?
I'd have to say their local dive center or an instructor. After all, it's there that a diver learns to dive, which is their primary source of information, and their instructor is their first introduction not only to fact and skills, but the sharing of personal experience and advice.
I agree with that. I find they're also terrific resources when it comes to advising on gear choices, dive travel, finding other divers. Some even have a dive club to keep you involved and informed.
Yeah, you're right on all accounts. And, of course, they can keep your education going with advanced training.
And we all know your feelings on continuing education.
Yeah, we've tried to make that clear, haven't we?
Yeah, we sure have. Dive centers and instructors can also be an introduction to what I consider the other greatest resource a diver has available to them.
Which is?
Dan!
Well, thanks for that. It is our mission to be a go-to resource for divers. It's why we're there and why all of us go to work every day.
You know, the hotline alone makes it an incredible resource. Any diver with a diving emergency can call the hotline and get help, right?
Right.
But in addition to the hotline, there's also a medical information line, also staffed by dive medics.
Yep. So any diver with a medical question can call and use that resource. We also maintain a physicians network to help connect you with medical professionals in your area who are familiar with diving and its medical considerations.
And there's the research you do, the emergency training programs you develop.
Everything we do is geared toward making diving and divers safer. Though I should mention that the training programs are actually taught in the dive centers by instructors around the country, not actually at Dan.
Instructors like me.
Yeah, how's that going?
Yeah, anyway, Dan's a great resource, and divers are lucky to have it.
Thanks, we appreciate that.
So what other resources do you use?
I like reading all the dive publications I can get my hands on to stay up to date on all things scuba.
Now, wait, do you really read all of them?
I try to, but that's mainly because each one has something of interest for me. But that's the point. There are so many out there these days. There's something for every interest and skill level.
They cover so much, too. Dive travel, dive gear, topics of common interest, local info, educational tales, news nuggets, upcoming events, even op-ed sections in some. There's not much they don't cover, and that doesn't even cover the specialty magazines.
That's why I read them. Dive publications are a great way to learn and stay informed.
How about books? Have you noticed how many books there are in diving these days?
Yeah, and they're not all instructional or equipment manuals either. You've got history, adventure, biographies, even fiction.
I know it's great. I wish I had all the time to read them.
I'm not sure there is enough time to take advantage of all the resources available today, because it's not all in print, is it?
Yeah, given what we're discussing on the radio, I've got to go with no.
Exactly. You are the first radio show dedicated to diving, and listening every week is a great way for divers to learn and be entertained at the same time.
Well, now it's my turn to say thanks.
Anytime, pal.
You know, it's amazing how far it's come. Scuba on the radio, TV, movies.
Almost all of which provide some sort of information that could be useful to divers.
Well, I think we've proven our point that there are a ton of resources there for divers to access, but I think we've neglected one good old-fashioned resource.
Other divers?
Other divers.
You're right, and I think they're my favorite of all. No matter how high-tech this world gets, no matter how many books and publications are available, I still love to sit around with a bunch of divers and hear their stories, advice, opinions, and shared experiences. There's no substitute for it. And it's amazing what you can learn just by listening.
It all goes back to that guy in the dive shop, doesn't it?
He was quite a character.
You know, no matter what your question, interest, or general curiosity, there are a lot of places to go learn more. Divers today have more information resources at hand than ever before, and there's something to be gained from them all. So choose one or choose them all, but use them because they're there for you. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, you know, when it comes to dive instruction, I have been lacking a little bit lately, but I'm starting to get back into it. Scott was there with us in Bimini, too. Now, Scott is a contractor. He actually assisted quite a bit with the home studio as far as setting up some new equipment and furniture that I had installed for our broadcast facility. And he knew about all this dive stuff I did, and he wanted to become a diver. So we got him certified right before the end of the year, finally. And he came over to Bimini for New Year's Eve to experience his first checkout. Well, not checkout dives, his first dives as an open water diver. And it was quite a treat because we went diving on New Year's Eve, Saturday morning, and went out with Neil Watson. So just the fact that you got to dive with Neil Watson.
His first dive as a certified diver was with Neil Watson.
Exactly.
Kind of intimidating, Greg.
I tried to explain how rare and how special of an experience this really was. But, you know, it's hard to grasp when you have no reference other than what we try to, you know, do you realize he has four world records? He doesn't do this all the time, and it's a treat for me to dive with Neil and da-da-da-da.
The bottom line is it's not like it's that unusual for Neil Watson to be in the water. What is unusual is him being in the water with you.
Correct.
And I know that as soon as you get to be a certified pilot, you're probably going to want to go up with, Orville Wright? Charles Lindbergh, if he's available and not, you know, in Brazil?
Yeah, these were the Neil's buddies. And Walt's buddies, for that matter.
That is something else there. The guy's in the Hall of Fame.
He is. He's in the Fort Lauderdale Hall of Fame.
This is like you get called up to play professional baseball. You're taking your first steps out onto the field at Fenway Park, and you start playing catch with Carlton Fisk.
Correct. You know, and I was afraid he wouldn't appreciate that. But, you know, he had hung out with Neil with us when he got certified. Neil was actually down in Key Largo when we were down there.
He's just one of your friends, as far as he knows.
Yeah.
He's your buddy,
he had
Neil.
Heard enough stories. But the diving was spectacular down in Bimini. The conditions, I mean, it was flat calm. We had great visibility. The first dive was a nice little reef dive, and that was pleasant enough. But the second dive, Neil said, "Hey, Greg, you think he's ready for a shark dive?" Now, when Neil Watson says, "Hey, maybe we'll do a shark dive," you know this could be something special because Neil's done this for years and years and years. And sure enough, we went down, and it was one of the best shark dives I've ever done, let alone having him in the water to have his first or literally second dive ever being a shark dive with Neil Watson, because we had like 12 or so Caribbean reef sharks in the 8-foot range, and these animals were just beautiful. We had great visibility, and Neil gets out there, has the milk crate and the whole thing, and they basically send a milk crate down underwater with fish in it, and that brings them in. They don't feed them, but the sharks come in and check it out, and they swim right next to you. We got some just amazing pictures. You know, you never know. Like, Is he going to, like, you know, mess his wetsuit? You know, Lizzie and Katie. Lizzie had never done, Mermaid Lizzie had never done a shark dive. So she was a little spooked.
Were they scared?
At first. Well, at first she was a little like, oh, I don't know about this. But she got down and they were just giggling with, you know, with laughter and just having such a great time. Because, and I got some just awesome pictures. And Neil sitting there right in the middle of this chaos with a weight covering up his nether regions. I don't know that.
And nothing else?
And nothing else.
Well, he did have.
It must have been a pretty big one.
He had his phallic symbol
nose
attachment that he posed for a couple pictures. This is typical Neil Watson underwater shenanigans.
Not the tongue, not the fake tongue.
Not the tongue. He brought the nose.
The nose.
Yeah, the tongue's a little hard. What with what do they call that thing? A regulator.
Right.
Yeah.
It was just.
It's not permanent on there, Bill. You can take it on and off. You know?
Yeah, yeah. He could have done it. He would have done it, but he decided to go with the Richard nose, as we say in the biz. For pictures and stuff. So, but it was just amazing, awesome. I'll tell you about this other dive we did at a wreck site there in Bimini. Next, stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI. The way the world learns to dive.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Fun. You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
Ruben, no, no, you called 8 hotels. They all said that this guy was the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might, you know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go, okay?
No.
So it'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
All right, so our last dive, actually we did a 2-tank dive, and we had plenty of air on a second dive after the shark dive. That shark dive, by the way, was in like 25 feet of water, so you had a hell of a lot of bottom time to experience those animals and still had plenty of air left when we got back to the boat. So when we got back to the boat, Neil said, hey, why don't we do a little off-gassing at the cement wreck here in Bimini, which you can see from the surface. It's really a snorkel. It might be in the deepest part 12, 15 feet. Popular raft-up area for boaters that come over from Florida to Bimini, and they come over and anchor around this cement wreck. It's been there for many years and snorkel around. There's all kinds of encrusted life on the
Just so
the
I understand, this is a cement wreck. This is an experiment in cement boating.
Yes, it is, actually.
Is it really?
Yeah, and it sank, ironically enough. And it's made
I cannot think of one concrete reason why it wouldn't have floated.
No! Yeah, as you go to Bimini and ask him you want to do the cement wreck. Or do a snorkel over there, and you have a good time. Walt DeMartini, of all people, said
it got about
to me,
15 feet offshore and sank.
Well, Walt DeMartini said the thing you do at the cement wreck there in Bimini is that you climb on top of it because you can get out on top of this thing, and you disrobe and you jump naked off the wreck into the water.
Really, Walt DeMartini came up with that idea.
Well, he said that's what you're supposed to do. That's the typical M.O. for the cement wreck.
I consider Walt DeMartini to be the ultimate source for nude advice.
You leave your underwear at end of the world, and then you
show up commando.
Cement wreck.
And attach your swim trunks to the cement wreck.
Wiggle, 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 yeah. All right, so now we have Jeff Turode. From South Florida Diving Headquarters.
At least here's a man that knows how to compose himself in public.
Well, I don't know. He's probably done that cement wreck jump, I'm guessing. Haven't you, Jeff? Several times?
I must have missed something there.
You've jumped naked off the cement wreck in Bimini. Admit it. Come on.
No.
You've left your underwear.
I've not done that.
You've left your underwear at the wall on the End of the World Saloon's wall there, haven't you?
No comment.
No.
You
I've not done that.
You have eaten the
He hesitated.
You have eaten the sex organ of a conch in the hopes that it would be Bahamian Viagra.
Guilty.
Yes, hey, I know, because I witnessed. I got pictures to prove it. I was going to trip him up on that one. But yeah, it was we had a good time there New Year's Eve. The only thing missing was Captain Cocktail. But you had your own little party going on in South Florida this year, huh?
Yeah, we do. We go down, we do a cruise down the intercoastal. We go up to the downtown Fort Lauderdale. It has a big fireworks. They close off the street, live bands, and a ball drop. It wasn't too bad.
Now, the ball drop, was that like a retired person down there in South Florida? Or what kind of
ball drop? You get a ball drop when you don't wear underwear and you jump off a concrete boat. It's naked.
Oh, boy.
I think Walt DeMartini said more than one ball drop.
Don't leave your ball on the wall.
Okay, that's enough. All right, you were saying, Jeff, what happened then? They actually do what?
You guys lost me. You went from Bimini to a ball drop to a senior citizen. I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, you really don't want to connect those dots. We'll let everybody else do that. But
it sounds like you had a really good New Year.
Well, we did, indeed, of what we remember. But you guys down
exactly.
In South Florida, you had your party cruise. Is that that new boat you run for Sunlight Cruises on the Inland Waterway? What's it called again? The
Serenity.
Serenity, right. So that was going out on New Year's Eve.
We
had a big party boat, huh?
Yeah, we went up to the New River, and then we docked at downtown Fort Lauderdale. And had a big time downtown. We have live bands and all kinds of things going on. And then, like you said before, the senior citizen ball drop.
Yes. Well, that just happens when you're in these retirement areas of Florida. That's just part of
it. Are you getting a delay on this?
A slight delay. Yeah.
That's where I'm getting off the track here.
It's throwing you a little bit. It's our new studio. It's our new way to make people sound really bad. No, it's just...
figured you just bought cheap equipment.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what happens when you string two cans together in a string. You know, that's just part of the thing. But I know you're planning to do something at the Miami Boat Show in February, right?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be down at the boat show. We're also running water taxi for the boat show this year. So
Okay. You'll
see some of our familiar dive boats will be transporting you back and forth between the marinas.
Nice. And that'll be like February 17th, that weekend, I believe, right? Do I got my dates right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So you can go down there.
I believe you do.
They got a little dive pavilion going on down there. Jeff will be running the water taxis back and forth with some of his dive boats. So how are the conditions right now? They were really good in Bimini last week. holding out for South Florida this weekend?
Fantastic. It was fantastic. Visibility is incredible right now, and it's been flat for the last week or so. So, yeah, it's been finally, you know, after October through the first part of December, I thought we were going to have to move to somewhere else because it was just nonstop wind, but now it's gorgeous.
Nice. All right, well, hold down the fort down there at South Florida Diving Headquarters. The phone number is 1-800. Come on.
771-DIVE.
771-DIVE. I knew it was that. I was just testing him, just like
wow.
I wanted to test him to see if he had did the, you know, left his drawers on the wall at End of the World. You know, this was all a quiz for Jeff today.
It's like you two are connected. There's like some sort of no SP or something.
Maybe. You might have something. You might be onto something there. All right. Liveaboards, a new dive shop in Key West, and Dive Day in the capital of Florida. That's all going to be covered in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters? Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.